stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Round the Ash weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4. You're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative.
Josh, there's no doubt about that.
And Zach, the question on everyone's lips, you know what, you love it. Was it a blue and black dress or was it a white and yelled?
Mate, as far as I'm concerned, it was neither.
I don't wear dresses. Now, what did you see? What did you see when you saw it?
Do you honestly want to know? We're honestly going to be doing the white dress, blue dress bit.
I just want to know, just so we can get it off the table straight away, mate. I mean, I don't want to be futzing about with it all evening.
All right. Well, I saw a white and gold.
Really?
To be honest. Yeah.
Oh, mate, I was black and blue.
You're full of it.
The
you
debate
weren't.
Continues on the Josh and Zach. It spilled over into the 2 o'clock hour, mate. I heard him talking about it on Switched On Brisbane. No, I saw black and blue.
Did you?
Yeah. The end of that segment.
Moving on.
Pinch and a punch of the first of the month, obviously.
Get the formalities out of the
Get
way.
Get that straight out of the way. So that's the officials done.
No white rabbits either, by the way.
Yeah, no, we don't play. We don't muck around with white rabbits in this studio. Also, Ukrainian singer-songwriter, mate, Sergei Onyshenko. And I'm definitely not saying that right, but he's coming in. He's talking about his tour coming up in Australia. All that and more on the Josh and Zachary Show.
I think I've had enough. No, that's every song, Josh.
Well, my singing, yeah. I just want to just remind everyone, I'm sure you all know, that starting 7 o'clock tonight is the TV show Professor Love, starring myself. So everyone get involved with that, and that'll be good. Zach, what are we talking about now?
Yeah, okay.
What?
No. I'm glossing over it. I'm not bringing it up.
What are you glossing over?
Don't try this.
What are you talking about?
No, obviously there's some confusion on your face. You don't know what the TV show I'm making.
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, fine. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what TV show you're making.
Oh, I'll get into it then. Zach, I was approached by a number of people over the last couple of months. They saw that, they heard the show and they thought, this guy's obviously got a voice for radio and a face for TV. Let's combine those two things let's get it cooking.
So pretty egotistical.
I thought, well, I'm going to brainstorm some ideas. So I thought, what's one thing that I'm really good at, Zach? And that's love.
So where's the professor part come in?
I've given myself a PhD. I did
it
online.
I mean, is it because you're good at professing your love to other women and it goes unrequited?
I'll use that in the blurb.
I'll
use that in the blurb.
Excuse me, gym lady. I love you.
Would you like to go out with me? So, I mean, basically all it is, it's just me in front of a camera just letting young guys know, and older guys as well, guys of divorce, and all that kind of gear, trying to get back into it, trying to find themselves that lover. And yeah, I mean, you probably don't even want to hear a segment of it.
Not particularly.
You probably don't, but I will anyway.
Yeah.
The one segment I did actually just towards the end of the show, Zach. And this is we only filmed the one show.
Yeah.
But providing on how that goes, then it'll be
so it's a bit of a pilot episode.
Yeah, it's a pilot, but I mean, they call it obviously to be technical, they call it a pilot, but I know it's going to be picked up and it's probably syndicated around worldwide because it is basically the greatest thing to ever grace the television.
Well, I look forward to hearing it.
Professor Love, starring myself, and it goes like this.
Hi, my name's Josh from the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197, and you're watching Professor Love. In this episode, I'm going to be sharing some of my more favourite pickup lines that are a surefire way to get you the girl of your dreams. Pickup line number one. What does every girl want to hear the most? Yep, that she's good looking. But if you go up to her and ask her out, you're implying that she's not attractive enough to already be seeing somebody. A trap for most young players. Here's a pickup line that I found helped in situations just like this. Let's check it out. Hi, I was just wondering if you had a twin sister? It's just that you're so pretty, I assume you've already got a boyfriend. So I was hoping there would be more girls that look just like you, that you could introduce me to. Works every time. Pickup line number two. Women love knowing that their prospective boyfriend is confident, funny, and good to their mother. So here's a pickup line that'll help you showcase all of these qualities. Let's take a look. Hi, sorry for approaching you like this, but I promised myself I would talk to the most beautiful girl in the world today, and, well, since my mother isn't answering her phone, I guess it'll have to be you. So there you have it, guys. Two surefire ways to pick up the girl of your dreams. I'll see you guys next week.
Love is in the air. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, and we've been the studio's been stormed. I mean, we've heard Andy C's he's all in a pickle because I was skiting my new pickup lines, and he seems that I've omitted one of the greatest pickup lines ever created. And Andy, thanks for joining us.
They were all right, you know. No, sorry, I heard your show from down in the basement, and actually the only show I should do listen to besides mine.
Oh, that's good. Well,
quite the compliment.
This is probably the pickup line.
Yeah, this is part of the pickup line.
He's trying to seduce us.
Look, it goes very much like this.
Well, hang on. Let's how about you try it out on Zach, because he's been single for longer than I have. So.
Okay. Well, look, there you go. Look,
I think it's only fair.
All right. He's working in a shop, right? Now, I come up to him and I say, hey, how you doing?
Yep. No, not too bad.
Listen, can I ask a question? What time do you get off?
4 o'clock.
Oh, can I watch?
Oh. And there you have it.
There you go.
Off they go down the aisle.
You're listening to the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197.
Josh and Zach, running out your weekend on Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative.
Make no mistake about it.
Zach, it's Fallout Boy there. You can catch him with Soundwave.
Yeah, big fan, actually.
You're loving that, are you?
Yeah, no, this is my favorite rejoiner.
We're doing all Soundwave artists for all our rejoiners.
I didn't pick up on that.
Well, this is the first one we've done.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So that explains that situation.
Turns out I'm not as dumb as I thought.
No, 322-10197. If you are there, give us a call, because we'd love you to hold up... we want you to storm the stage.
Stop. If you're at Soundwave, give us a call, because if they're at Soundwave, they would definitely be listening to the radio and not watching the bands on stage. They've paid damn good money to see.
Mate, think of their natural instincts. They're going to sit there and go, hang on a sec, 2 o'clock. Yeah, I've got a tingling feeling.
Normally, I'm listening to Josh and Zachary.
And they start tuning in there into the TuneIn app on available from the iTunes store. You can listen to us on the go. But we want you to storm the stage and hold the speaker up, your phone speaker up
to the microphone.
And everyone, all the punters would love it. They'd be like, no, I don't want to see Marilyn Manson. Actually, let's hear what these boys have to say.
Yeah.
About the dress that no one knew was blue or black or red or whatever bloody colour it was.
That Josh fella. I want to hear the facts of the life coming from him.
I want to hear what his new pickup lines are as per his new TV show coming out.
What's Zachary's take on Tinder?
That he seems to bring up every show.
God, we talk so crap on this show.
Anyone can do this show, Zach.
You're listening to the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative, trying to orchestrate an entire studio. Zach, it's very difficult.
It is very difficult, Josh.
And Zach, we're joined in the studio with Ukraine singer and songwriter Zach and member of the band Make Like a Tree, Serge.
Yeah, hi guys.
Thank you very much for coming in, mate. You're fresh to Australia.
Yeah, I'm pretty fresh here, and I just arrived a couple of weeks ago.
Oh yeah, and how have you found it so far?
I love it. That's a really great country. Like, the Waziri people are perfect.
And because you've just come over from Southeast Asia?
Yeah, I've been traveling Southeast Asia for 2 years and just came from Papua New Guinea to Cairns and hitchhiked down to Brisbane. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. How was South... Like, were you playing shows over there? You're doing a little bit of a tour?
Yeah, I've been playing shows as well. Yeah, it was my tour and just I'm playing right now in Australia.
Yeah, and how did they receive you down there?
It was so cool. Like, people were really nice and so welcoming. They were pretty surprised to see me there, like, playing music from Ukraine. But yeah, they really enjoyed it, and me too.
I mean, you said you hitchhiked from where to Brisbane?
Well, actually, I came from Cairns, and I stopped in some places when I was going there, and yeah, it was cool. People were helpful and gave me a ride.
How long, what was the longest you had to wait? Because I've never done any hitchhiking myself, but what was the longest you had to wait between rides?
Well, something between like maybe 1 hour and a half. But it's okay.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, you got an iPod with a TV screen or something on it. You could watch a movie, Rush Hour 2 or something.
I just watch around, you know, like I'm watching a movie, but I'm in Australia. I just watch around. It's like, whoa, that's a movie about Australia. Right? That's much more better.
You haven't had any bad experiences with your hitchhiking so far, have you?
No. I've been hitchhiking like for 2 years, and it's like people are really friendly and nice. They just... really, really helpful everywhere.
I mean, I feel like a bit of a fool for having to pay for petrol and driving my own car around. I could just be throwing the thumb out and getting lifts right all over Australia.
Sound good.
Yeah,
it sounds like a great way to get out and sort of see a fair few places. Do you find it influences the writing of your music?
Well, you know what? When I travel, it just I'm influenced by people. I'm influenced by places I travel, and especially those meetings which I like meet people by hitchhiking. They gave me some nice ideas, like and. We share some thoughts. It's like, you know, I like this unexpected experiences which happening on the way. So I love this way of life.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell us about your sound. Tell us about the type of music that you play for anyone who hasn't heard from it.
I'll just better play for you. Well, I call it indie folk. It's just simple guitar with tunes. But like the concept of my journeys is like I travel around. Like I collaborate with some different people.
Mm-hmm.
I travel solo, but I like to play with different musicians. So from place to place where I'm coming, I just find some local guys and we share some tunes and they help me to make some new sounds.
Must be great to kind of take a little bit of influence from your photos and your hitchhiking, just meeting all these new people. It must come across pretty good in your music.
Well, yeah, I hope it works out good. You're gonna hear it, yes.
Very, very humble man.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? MakeLikeATree.org is where you can find out all about him. Mate, keep us updated with any shows that you've got coming up.
We'll take a photo of your thumb. We'll put it on our Facebook. And if anyone sees it out on the road, make sure to pick you up.
Thank you. That will be helpful.
No worries.
Listen to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197 Search. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Mate, this is classic comedy gold.
Oh, yeah. He's probably sitting there, you know, he'd be listening, learning from the best, and just going, nah, they've done me.
Oh, no, they've noticed a date on my car.
They've stitched me up. we were talking about the cards that we got, or the little information packs that we got from Serge from MakeLikeATree.org. That's his band, Make Like a Tree. And I swapped him a pathetic excuse for a Josh and Zachary Show Snippets podcast card. But a humorous story or anecdote to go with that, Zach, is the my card. I made like a fool 500 of these cards. The first joke that comes to mind is the fact that I've got on the back, listen to the show live from 2 till 4. No mention of days.
Yeah, exactly.
So people whoever I give the card to, they're going, oh yeah, what, every day? No, thank you. So I'm on the back foot straight away. But I've been wanting to like just leave them in locations. And you know, just kind of like,
I don't know what you're thinking, because how would that not be a marketing strategy already?
No, I think that they'll look at it.
Do you think if someone finds a business card, they go, hang on a tick.
I must use their services for goods.
A business card in my mailbox?
Yeah, I was going to put it in mailboxes as well.
You're an idiot.
No, but you see him at like servos and stuff like that. People just put their, you know, like here's my penalty business card and yada, yada, yada. And people just leave their stuff there.
How much business do you think they're getting from that?
Well, I mean, zero. I know in a pickle, if I need my car penalty-ed,
you go to the servo and go, you got any business cards here? No, you use the internet like a damn adult.
The first thing I do is I just walk down to the server and go, hey, listen, I got myself a dinger in the back of my car. What? Can you suggest anyone?
What do you use the internet for?
Oh, mate, you don't want to know.
It's wasted on you.
It certainly is, all those W's. But I thought I could never bring myself to say, hey, can I leave some cards here? So I thought my local servo down the road, I know that they put cards out. And I don't know if there's no stand or anything. They just put them at the front counter. So I thought, well, I might just drop a couple and then see how they respond. And if I come back the next day and they're there, then I'll probably not do it. But if I come back and they're gone, then I'll drop a few more. Because you think about people...
Yeah, it's probably the workers throwing them in the bin.
That's probably the wind, our biggest listener. But I thought that, I thought because people would be driving, you know, they might go, God, this is a boring trip. Hang on a sec. Here's an ad for some podcast we can listen to.
Yeah. People always go, boy, this is a boring trip. Can't wait till we get to the servo. Hopefully there's some business cards we can peruse.
We can rifle through. Hey, love, don't go looking through that. Don't go sifting through the CDs and the DVD collection.
Are you trying to pick up a Take 5 magazine? No. Put that back. We got business cards up on the counter.
Put those crossroads down, love. We got, there's podcasts afoot. But, I thought to myself, hey, What are your marketing techniques, by the way?
One of my marketing techniques, never talk about the show.
So, I mean, someone's got to be doing something. I filled my car up $30. I put $30 in.
You're a skin flake, mate.
But I thought, well, I'm going to get enough courage and just drop a couple of cards there and see what's happened, see what happens. You see how they're received. I did that. I put my fuel in. I bought a pack of gum, paid for it, right? Swiped my card. All things going good. He kind of looked down as he put my stuff in a bag. And I thought, here's my opportunity. Grabbed a couple of the cards, just threw them down on the counter. My transaction's approved. I grab my bag. I turn around. He says, "Oh, mate, you forgot something."
Oh.
I mean, I cannot get rid of these cards.
Not even at the servo.
Listen to the Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll be straight back to wrap up the show, or the last half hour of the show. Straight after. Yeah, butchered that.
Listening
to the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197.
Mate, was that a song Johnny Depp got up on stage with Marilyn Manson for? Did you hear about that?
No, I don't.
See, I wonder why they do this thing though. Is it for the fans or is it for themselves when they make a cameo appearance?
I'll slow you down.
Like,
I thought when you said Johnny Depp, you meant Johnny Cash.
No.
And I'm like, how long ago was this? I'm like, was Marilyn Manson around?
Marilyn Manson was 12 at the time.
How'd they help him up?
He was a country singer back then.
And they helped Johnny Cash up when he was in his walker.
But yeah, no, Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp has a habit of this too. He did it with that Gold on the Ceiling song that was very popular for a long time.
I just think to myself, if he kicks down this bloody door and starts trying to co-host
the
Josh and Zachary
show.
Yeah,
if he tries to do it, or do a guitar solo over our show.
I mean, not only will it be to the chagrin of the listeners, I don't think they want to hear a guitar solo as performed by Johnny Depp versus our voices.
If Johnny Depp came in the studio, all bets would be off. I would walk out and say he can do the rest of the show. This is fantastic.
Do you reckon, so I can do the show with Johnny Depp?
If that's the only way you're able to replace me.
Do you reckon he would do a character?
I hope so.
Do you reckon it would be the same character he does every movie?
Oh, yeah. Only if Tim Burton wrote it for him.
Yeah, Johnny Depp, come in and defend yourself, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
3221197 if you know where he's in hiding.
He's been called out. We've got to stop having these celebrity feuds, these one-sided celebrity feuds.
Adam Lambert from the Josh and Zachary Show, Switch 1197, if I have you. Zach, just to wrap up the show, just an anecdote.
An anecdote.
Of the humorous
will.
Variety.
I'll be the judge of that.
I found myself in a pickle of a situation, Zach. I was supposed to go out on Friday night and meet a friend of mine. And so I was getting ready, had a shower and did all that kind of stuff. And I was getting ready. And I put on an outfit that I thought was absolutely on point. Like, I just thought, brilliant. I look like girls are just going to flock to me, basically. Yep. Right? And I was looking great. I looked so good that I even went and had another shower just to come back out, just to put my clothes back on and be surprised once again. But in my haste, Zach, I didn't really pay too much attention to what I was wearing. I walked down past another mirror in my house and I looked completely different and the whole outfit was just completely ruined.
I've had this before, yeah.
So I quickly rushed upstairs. I was wearing blue jeans and like a black shirt. So I ran upstairs. I found a blue shirt. And I went up there. I ran downstairs. My bus to get into the city was coming in about 2 minutes' time. So I thought, basically have a little bit of time. I can maybe iron some of the kinks out of my shirt. And I was going like Matt. I looked pretty good. And I put it on. So then I had blue jeans and a blue shirt.
Oh, that's worse.
I look like a blue man group. I thought the only way this is going to work if I stand in a pub and hit like a 24-gallon drum the whole time. People at least think, you know, bald guy in a blue outfit. So in the end, I panicked and I had to run upstairs and grab. My bus was like only seconds away. I'm getting messages from my friend. Are you coming or not? And in the end, I open up my closet and I scream, I have nothing to wear. And to my shame, I went out looking like a bit of a goose, but I don't know. I have nothing to wear was probably the most uncomfortable thing I've ever had to yell.
Mate, I've been there way too many times.
Like a woman yells. Anyway, I just want to thank Serge from Make Like a Tree. You can catch him on makelikeatree.org. You can see him around Brisbane. He'll be about the place for the next couple of months until he heads back over to the Ukraine. But he was lovely. You can catch a video up there on YouTube, and we'll put it up on Facebook, all the pictures and videos that we did in the studio. So that'll be good. You listen to Josh and Zach. Zach,
stay beautiful, Brisbane.
We'll see you guys next week.
Hello, I'm David McGeoch, the producer and presenter of Never Talk Politics.